Blog Talk Radio.
Stop wasting time with Mr. Wrong and decide to prepare yourself to find Mr. Right. Mr. Wrong will never be Mr. Right. Now is the time to say goodbye to Mr. Wrong right now. Get out of the singles bars and off the internet, because Mr. Right is waiting for you on your own personal divine path. Mr. Right wants to get married as much as you do. Mr. Right wants everything you want. Devoted love, acceptance, appreciation, honesty, validation, and faithfulness. So get ready to find Mr. Right. Join wedding officiant Reverend Marcy Ann as she shares with you her 20 years of experience meeting with thousands of brides and grooms and hearing their love stories of what works and what doesn't work. Every week, Reverend Marcy Ann will be expanding on the ideas and principles that she has written about in her book, 17 Things to Do While Waiting for Mr. Right, which is available at www.MrRightForMe.com and at Amazon.com. And now, here is Marcy Ann.
Well, my show tonight is, where is Mr. Right? Where is he? It's Friday night. It's 5 o'clock here in Southern California. And this is a long holiday weekend. Where is he? A lot of people have extra days off from work this weekend, but you know what? A lot of people don't. And since I moved to California in 1986, I have worked in the hospitality business, and you know what? Hotels are open 24/7, 365. And then I started my wedding business in 1994, and of course, weddings are on the weekends. So I've been working weekends and holidays now for almost 30 years. So for all of you who are going to be on holiday this weekend, just be grateful and thankful to all of those people out there who are working so that you can have your holiday fun. You know, all those waiters and waitresses and bartenders and boutique sales clerks, front desk clerks, baggage boys, valet guys, all the cooks, the taxi drivers, the policemen and the firemen and everybody at the hospital. They're all working. You know, Disneyland will be packed this weekend. I'm just down the freeway from Disneyland. Disneyland employs 20,000 people who are all going to be working this weekend. Knott's Berry Farm employs 10,000 people. They're all going to be working this weekend. Legoland employs 1,200 people. They're all going to be working this weekend. So where is Mr. Right? He just might be working this weekend. He might be a hotel manager. He might be a restaurant manager. He might be one of those policemen or firemen. I was on the radio channel 16 emergency channel for the Coast Guard over the 4th of July weekend, and our facility is also used by the harbor police and the fire crews and the lifeguards. So they were in and out of the building all day long, either, you know, going to the bathroom or getting a cold drink out of our refrigerator or just having their lunch or dinner and or taking a break from the heat. And I just couldn't help but be so touched by the fact that there were so many people who were on duty that weekend protecting and watching out for all those people who were celebrating the 4th of July. You know, one of those protectors of the public safety might just be your Mr. Right this long holiday weekend. He's working. He might be a doctor or a nurse at the hospital in the emergency room or at an emergency health clinic. Or your Mr. Wright might be a paramedic. He could be on duty in a regional ambulance, just all ready to help someone who's had a heart attack or been in an accident. You know, we had some heat this summer, and I had a beach wedding on the sand, and I told the bride, I said she should tell her elderly people to just watch from up on the cliff. That's what I did. I got another officiant to go do the wedding that day for me. It was too hot for me. And I stayed up on the cliff, and I coordinated, and I just sat in the gazebo in the cool. And I told the bride, I said, don't you take your old people down there, and she didn't listen. So then we had to call the paramedics that had to come and carry two of those women back up onto the cliff from the sand on stretchers and put them in the ambulance. And fortunately, they were able to, one was her grandmother, and the other one was her aunt, that they were able to get those women rehydrated and able to recuperate without having to take them to the hospital. And I was just so thankful that those paramedics were working that weekend. You know, your Mr. Wright might be in charge of making sure all those rides at Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and Legoland are working and are safe. And if they break down, getting them fixed as fast as possible. You know, I knew the man that had this job at Disneyland. He had a big crew of men that worked under him that kept all those rides working. So, maybe Mr. Wright is the engineer on the train at Disneyland. This is such a cool job. If I was a retired man, that's the job I'd want to have. Because usually the engineer that drives that train is a retired gentleman. Or your Mr. Wright might be in charge of ordering all that food that's going to be sold at Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm this weekend. Or Mr. Wright might be one of the chefs at one of our Southern California hotels along the ocean. As here in Laguna Beach, we have oceanfront hotels, Surf and Sand and Pacific Edge and Hotel Laguna, Inn at Laguna, the Capri, the Montage. These all have fine dining with very great chefs. And Mr. Wright might run a limo company because all of those hotels have on-site limos available all the time. Or maybe he's a musician because most of those hotels have live music. And a lot of the restaurants along the coast in Laguna have live music. Disneyland has several music shows that are running, you know, two and three times a day. So Mr. Wright might be a musician for one of those, or maybe he's a dancer at one of those shows. Or Mr. Wright could have a boat, and he could be providing morning and afternoon fishing trips out of the Dana Point Harbor, because the blue whales are here right now. And so Mr. Wright might have a boat that takes people out whale watching. And Mr. Wright might be a lifeguard. We're having these huge waves this week from Hurricane Maria that's out on the Pacific Ocean, and the lifeguards have just been busy with these 15-foot waves, and some even 20 foot at the Wedge in Newport Beach. And so the lifeguards have had they've got extra duty this weekend. Maybe your Mr. Wright's in charge of a parking lot because, you know, parking at the beach is always challenging, and there's a company in Laguna Beach who rents out all of the parking lots of the businesses that are closed on the weekend, and they make them available for beach parking on the weekends. And I do know the man who runs this business, and each one of those lots also has a manager who runs each specific lot. And I have a deal with him. I get to park free at one of his lots that's within walking distance of my beach location because I put his name and his telephone number on my website so my brides can reserve parking with him for their wedding. But I'm always assured a parking spot at the beach because I also know all the managers of all the other lots. You know, maybe Mr. Wright is a park ranger, and he's working at one of the state parks or national parks this weekend, because this is that last big weekend of the summer. You know, we had 5 weekends this month, and that only happens about once every 823 years. And Mr. Wright might be in charge of keeping all of the buildings at a national or a state park in good condition. Because I did meet the man who's in charge of this at the home of movie star Helena Modjeska in Lake Forest, California. And this state property has her home on it and a guest house, which are available to be seen on a tour with a docent. And this man is in charge of maintaining all of those buildings as well as the grounds, which has many different kinds of trees and a stream and formal gardens. And he said he just loves his job. Or maybe Mr. Wright loves animals. You know, he might be a veterinarian. He might have a doggy daycare business or a pet motel, because I'm sure all those places are full this weekend. Because all the people who work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, are on vacation this weekend. And if they have pets, they're either going to need to ask a neighbor to take care of them or have a pet sitter, or they'll have to take them to a kennel. And Mr. Wright will be there to take care of their pets for them. Or maybe Mr. Wright is an inspiring artist. I know a Mr. Wright who's available. He's tall and good-looking. He's an artist. And he has his little store front at the cliff at Laguna Beach. And he's looking for Miss Wright. And he, you know, if you're going to go with an artist, that's a man who's pursuing his passion as an artist. They're maybe not going to ever make very much money. Sometimes the an artist's things aren't even valuable till after they die. But, you know, this guy's gorgeous, and almost every city this weekend does have art fairs and festivals. So Mr. Wright might be displaying his paintings or his sculpture. Maybe Mr. Wright's a poet. He might be reading some of his poetry this weekend at the local Boulangerie. Or maybe he's a photographer and he's shooting a wedding. Or he might be an actor. He's performing in a play somewhere this weekend. This is the last weekend for the Pageant of the Masters in Laguna Beach, California. And there is no other place in the world that does what our pageant does. It does reproduce a famous work of art on stage using real people. So your Mr. Wright might be in charge of the set decoration and all the costumes. Or maybe he's in television. He'd be working this weekend. He might be a cameraman or maybe be the director. Or he might be in charge of the lighting. Or he might be the audio man. Or he could be the on-camera talent. Could snag one of those guys. Or maybe Mr. Wright's a radio announcer. The radios are on 24/7. Maybe he's a meteorologist giving out the weather information. Maybe Mr. Wright's in security. He could be wearing that uniform and standing watch at all sorts of different events in public places. The last time I went to the Angels ball game here, there was security, two people together, standing security all over the Angels Stadium. Well, maybe he's in the military and is on active duty this weekend, either in this country or in one of our Army or Air Force or Marine bases somewhere in the world. Or Mr. Wright might be working this weekend as a 9/11 telephone operator. Hey, maybe Mr. Wright's at Home Depot this weekend. He might be working at Home Depot. This is a big weekend for, you know, places like that, because a lot of people use these extra days on a holiday weekend to fix their house up. So he just might know everything there is to know about paint and be working in the paint department. Or maybe he's a very knowledgeable handyman and he's helping folks with whatever home repair they need to do, or sometimes home remodeling. Or maybe he works in the horticultural department and can help you choose a plant for either a shady spot or a full sun spot. Or maybe he knows all about lumber. There's a huge lumber department at Home Depot. He would help you be able to build that doghouse you want for your dog, or maybe give you some ideas about how to have a patio swing, and then the two of you could swing together on the patio. But maybe Mr. Wright's really tech savvy, and he's working this weekend at an Apple store, at the mall, or at Verizon. I'll tell you, all of those Mr. Wrights at my Verizon store, most of those guys aren't married, and they're just wonderful helping me stay up to date on all the things that my Galaxy 4 phone can do. Or maybe Mr. Wright's working this weekend at a car dealership. They're all open, and they've been running big ads, you know, that this is big Labor Day sales. He might be the manager or the assistant manager of the car dealership, or maybe he's a service technician, or maybe he wants to sell you a new car or a used car. Let me tell you, you should see the Mr. Wrights who work at the Tesla store at my local mall. Yeah, it's at the mall. They have a store at the mall with a Tesla car sitting on the showroom floor. But let me tell you, those guys that work there, they are as magnificent as the car that they sell. And I really don't think this is an accident, because I think you have to look like Brad Pitt to work for Tesla. If you can find a Tesla dealership somewhere, go in and take a look at those Mr. Wrights. Well, Mr. Wright might be at the country club this weekend. He might be a tennis instructor or a golf pro there. Maybe he just keeps all the golf carts working. And Mr. Wright might be at a sports event this weekend. It's a big weekend for baseball's in full swing right now. Maybe he's a member of the team, or he's just a spectator, because lots of Mr. Wrights get together and go to these sporting events. Soccer and hockey are really popular with men. So you could find your Mr. Wright at any one of dozens and dozens and dozens of places this weekend just by going about your own natural life, taking care of those things in your life. Just begin to be open and aware about it. So my advice is that everywhere you go this weekend who's working, just be on the lookout for all the Mr. Wrights who are working this weekend so that everybody else can have a wonderful time. And if you open up your heart and you're alert and aware as you go through your days this holiday weekend, you might make eye contact with a Mr. Wright who's working away, just doing his job. And you can tell him how much you appreciate him and how thankful you are that he's working so that you can have this great holiday weekend. Everybody loves a pat on the back, most especially Mr. Wright. I had my massage yesterday, and my massage therapist is looking for Mr. Wright. And when I told her that Mr. Wright might be working this weekend, she said, oh, that's what I need, a weekend warrior, because I work all weekend, too. And she said, besides working for my chiropractor, which is where I go to get my massage, she also works at a high-end spa in Laguna Canyon on Saturdays and Sundays. She says they are their busiest days, and that she has Mondays off. So she said, I need to find a Monday man. So I said, well, just put that on your list. Mr. Wright, for me, is a weekend warrior like me. And then we will celebrate and be together on Mondays. He will be my Monday man. So if you have some extra time this weekend, start working on your list. Because in my book, 17 Things to Do While Waiting for Mr. Wright, on pages 50 and 51, I have a worksheet. It is called My Perfect Life Partner. And the first question on this worksheet is appearance. Height, weight, hair, eyes, other features. Because now for me, I personally love curly hair on a man's head. And I like a soft beard. And I like soft curly hair on the man's chest. And I am a tall woman, but height isn't as important to me in a man as his body build. I like a very, you know, sturdy body build. And I like a darker eye color. So just think back to some, just think back about the men who have been attractive to you and try to determine what it was about his appearance that was attractive to you. You know, I have my brides and grooms fill out a questionnaire so I can write a personalized wedding ceremony for them. And what I see appears over and over in these questionnaires is that people are attracted to a person's smile. They'll say, I just love how he smiles. Because, you know, people are looking for somebody that's happy. You don't want to be walking around with a sad face, big, long, sad face, poor me, poor me. Put on a smile. Let your smile go out there before you. That'll be attractive. And then some say they say the look in their eyes. I think a woman especially likes to see in her partner's eyes that she's adored by him. Remember that song? The look of love is in your eyes. Now, remember that a man is very visual. He is looking for someone who is attractive and particularly sexually attractive to him. But also remember that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So thinking that you have to look like a social stereotype is not a guarantee that you're going to attract Mr. Right just by outward appearances only. Because when a man is considering a life partner, he is going to look for something deeper beyond the physical. Because there is another song that says, a man sees his unborn children in his lover's eyes. Well, the next question on the Perfect Like Partner worksheet considers education. And I put this second because after the loving, what do you talk about? Relationships are built on common foundational goals, common beliefs, and common levels of education. You know, a PhD physicist isn't going to be able to have a lot of long-term conversation with a woman that doesn't have any education. You know, that off-again, on-again relationship between Leonard and Penny on the Big Bang Theory explores the truth of this statement very expertly. And then the next two areas to consider in a life partner are family and marital status. What is your man? What do you want your man's relationship to be with his family? I mean, are his parents still alive? Does he get along with his mother? Does he have a good relationship with his dad? Is he the oldest or the middle child or the baby in the family? Is he an only boy with all sisters? Because if he is, he's going to be really spoiled. Or is he one of four boys where there was always a lot of competition? Because all of these different aspects of his family life contribute to his beliefs and his feelings and the way he makes decisions and the way he acts and reacts in experiences. And would you prefer to have a man who's never been married? Because what about someone who is divorced? You have an ex-wife to deal with and children from a former marriage. Because I think what most women have to be careful about is thinking that she can take a man and make him what she wants. Because this just plain isn't fair, and it isn't being honest with the man. It's far better to find the man who already is what you want, because don't take on a basket case and expect him to become Prince Charming. Just this week I had a bride email me that she would not be getting married next week, and she had already sent the final payment for the wedding, and here we are only 1 week out, and I don't know what happened, But in the questionnaire, it was revealed that this man had already been married 4 times before. You know, now, I didn't catch this when I first booked the wedding, but in 20 years, I have never married someone for the 5th time. And I'm not going to be doing it this time. Now, apparently, something happened after she sent the final payment for the wedding, and she asked me not to cash the check. So I mailed it back to her yesterday, because it isn't rocket science to know that this man surely has issues that aren't going to be fixed by this woman or anybody else. And sometimes if you're older, finding a widower is a lot less stressful than having to deal with an ex-wife. So I encourage you, start making your list. There are 14 other things to consider in my Perfect Life Partner worksheet, besides these first few I've discussed with you tonight. And just begin to be true to yourself. Remember, by setting your own personal desires, you're not eliminating possibilities. You're actually creating the possibility of finding your perfect life partner. And remember, your Mr. Right might be out there working this weekend. Go out and give pats on the back to everybody who's working this weekend to make your holiday weekend wonderful. And tune in next week. We're going to have some more things to talk about in Finding Mr. Right.
Thanks for listening to The Finding Mr. Right Show with your host, Marcy Ann. You can purchase Marcy Ann's book at www.MrRightForMe.com or reach Marcy Ann at www.MarcyAnn.com. And please join us every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time for more ways to Finding Mr. Right.